Yom Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yom HaBavli, Daf Nun Vav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Ches Medalef, 15 lines up from the foot of the page. HaKodesh, Soch Lechavein. HaKodesh, Soch Lechavein, Keneged HaKodesh. The Pasuk says, V'chiper al HaKodesh, that teaches that one must intend to sprinkle towards the Kodesh, which means the place of the Aaron. And she's saying, V'yotza, that the Gemara asks, what do we learn from the phrase, and he'll go out to the Mizbech, which is before Hashem. Rabbi Nechemya answers that because we find that the power brought for Helendover of the Sibor or a Kohen of Mashiach of any mitzvah of Kohes, as we discuss in Maseches Urias, that he stands outside of the Mizbeach and sprinkles on the Pareches, perhaps this power of Yom Kippur is the same. Amalayma, as you say, Ve'etze, Ala Mizbeach, Ve'echen Haya Lefnim, Min HaMizbeach. It says over here, and he shall go out to the Mizbeach. Where was he? He was inside the west of the Mizbeach, and now he came outside. Or perhaps it refers to the outer Mizbeach. That because it says, which is before Hashem, it must be referring to the inner Mizbeach. All agree about the Pahel and Dabba of the Kohen, Mashiach, or the Sibor, that the blood need not touch the Pareches. What do they disagree about? About the bull and goat of Yom Kippur. Some teach that its blood must touch, and some teach that its blood need not touch. Amar Blaza Rabbi Yosi, Ani Reisiyah, Baroimi, Melea Tipin, Shaldam, Amarti Elu Min Adamim, Shahayu, Mazin Aleha, Yom Kippurim. Blaza Rabbi Yosi said, I saw it in Rome, full of drops of blood. I said that these are the drops that they sprinkle on it on Yom Kippur. Ada amma sach shehinageya v'afilu teima in sach shehinageya v'im noga noga. We can infer that it must touch, and even if you say it need not touch, if it touched, it touched. Nosan, she say kli kodesh l'sich kli chol posal. Ha, she say kli kodesh l'sich kli kodesh lo posal. If one put a kodesh kli in a chulin kli and a cap and called blood, he disqualified it. This implies if he put a kodesh kli in a kodesh kli, he didn't disqualify. Amav chagai koim rabbi yosa masnisa on makain ira dama pala sich dama seir. And Rav Chagai said in front of rabbi yosa that our mishnah teaches this. It says he poured the blood of the bull into the blood of the goat and put the full into the empty. Ma'ach mamina, how do you learn from this? You not say that he put the full bucket into the empty. Amav imana. Mana said we can say that he pours from the bucket with the blood of the pal, which is full, into the bucket that had the dam of the goat, which is empty. Amav Yosef Bun, Ira dam apar asich dam asir, mole mikan ve'elech, choyze obolim asich kli acher, kadei shiyiblu kol sochon. Yosef Bun answered that he pours the blood of the bull into the blood of the goat, which was full. From now onwards, he mixes them through pouring into another kli, so they will mix as much as needed.